All right, so you guys have put out a handful of albums over the years. You know, you guys have been at this for, you know, 15, 20, in between 15, 20 years. How is this album different?
In some ways it's not. In other ways it is. It's a little more balanced between the old style of the earlier albums, which were a little more grunge because they were in the 90s, and like heavier rock, and a lot of the like more modern bands that I like, you know, like Young the Giant, you know, Killers, things like that have a little more of a dancey alternative, like kind of what's going on now. So when I made this album, I wanted to have a nice, you know, nice balance between the two things, so it didn't, you know, I still didn't completely abandon the sound that I had past the band, and also I was able to do, you know, some of the new stuff that I'm interested in, so that's kind of what I was going for.
What are your real goals with this album? What do you want to accomplish here?
I've been, everyone would love to have, you know, a super successful album. I mean, we'd like to, you just get it exposed to the most people possible, make sure all the old bands are aware that it's out there, and I put out these albums for myself and then also for the, you know, obviously the people that are into Kicking Harold, and they kind of have their own, like, legs, so they'll just go where they want to go, you know?
Yep.
I mean, as an example, yeah, like, two albums ago, I put out Space Age Breakdown just independently on my own, and we just happened to get the song Gasoline into a TV show, and that song has had a, you know, a long life, and the album has a lot of good things happen because of that. So you never know what's going to happen on an album. So we're just kind of at the beginning of it. Just came out in January. But, yeah.
Can you just take us a little bit behind your thinking of re-releasing Kill You and how you guys got Mary Carey to be in the video? It's crazy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, the reason why we redid the song, the original version, which was on our first album, was actually our first single, which is kind of interesting. It's like bookends. We have the first single from the newest album and the first single from our first album.
Yeah.
The reason is... MCA went under, and they took our album with it, and they let the, after the, you know, the cycle of the album happened, they let the album go to print, and I had approached them to buy back the album at one point, because it wasn't in print, it wasn't available, they weren't using it, and I pretty much got a response of, we never sell back albums, you know, no, we can't have it, even though we're not doing anything with it. And so I just thought it was unfair to the fans that liked that song, and the fact that it's still being played in Boston and being in different radio stations, you know, it's been being played for 20 years and they can't buy the song. So I just was like, that's not cool, and I thought it would be nice, you know, nice for the fans to have a, finally did a video for that song, because back in the 90s when we were signed, right before we were about to make our video, FCA pulled the budgeting, and we were never able to do it, so it was kind of like the unfinished business that I wanted to take care of, you know,
mm-hmm.
for the band and for me and for the band. It's just, I thought it would just be a cool way to, like, reintroduce the band to, you know, new people, to show them, like, this is one of our biggest songs, and now you can get it. And then also for the old bands, it's just like, oh, cool, you know, we can finally buy this song we wanted to get forever. You know? So that's why we did it. I mean, it's just kind of like a something nice for everybody, a way for us to get that song out there, which I thought deserved to be, you know, available.
As I told you before, like, there's a great balance on the album. You know, you got that great cover. You've got, you know, Kill You, and you've got a bunch of different things. But Sunflower, to me, it really, like, kind of stood out. It's almost like a lullaby. It's so different from a lot of the other songs on the album. Can you just talk about how that song was written?
That song's a very personal song for me. It was actually originally recorded just guitar and vocals. In 2007 for my mom's funeral. She passed away, and it was a song I wrote for her, and I played it at her funeral, and that was the only time it had ever been played. And when I was going through material for this album, I had this recording, and I just kind of felt like enough time had passed where it wasn't, you know, like I could listen to it and not start crying. And, I just decided I would take that recording and see if I could, you know, add drums and bass and just give it a little more production and make it into kind of like a little Stone Temple Pilots, you know, vibe, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing that, I mean, it's just kind of a nice, you know, like a little thing for her, you know, for me, a personal thing. And I thought it really fit the balance of the album because I always like to have the spectrum of sounds on an album like that. Like, you know, going back to like one step of the that you'd have a, you know, full acoustic song all the way next to really heavy, riffy songs. So it's kind of like what I've always liked, a band like that, such a full power, different band like that. So that's why I did it. And that, you know, that's what it's about. It's just a very personal song. Which is meant, it wasn't meant to be released, but it's just something I felt like it would be nice to have out there. So I put it on there.
Thanks for sharing that, man. It means a lot. I appreciate your honesty on that one.
Yes, thanks.
Bottom line, like, let's just say someone, you see someone walking down the street, you know, and you can kind of pitch them the album, like, give them that elevator pitch. What do you think you'd say to get them to buy this album? Why should someone buy this album?
That's interesting. I've never thought about an elevator pitch for this album. Well, I was, like I said, it's, you know, it's rock and it's pop, and you pretty much, you know, if you like bands like Stone Temple Pilots and Led Zeppelin, and if you like modern K-rock music and heavy grunge music, it's like it's got all the elements of that. And, you know, when I make an album, every song is designed where it could be a single, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I just don't throw stuff on there just to have weird songs. So pretty much, you know, I know that never happens, but I look at each song and I finish, I do one at a time, I don't do them all together. So I finish a song and make it like, okay, this is the best the song could be, and if it's close to a single, I can make this particular one, and I go to the next one to do that through the whole album. So if you listen to it, you're going to get, you know, 12 fully finished, you know, potential radio songs. You know, that's like kind of how I do things. It's just my, you know, my way of recording. So you're going to get your money's worth, I guess, would be my pitch. Every song is cool.
So, considering that, what's next for you guys? The album came out in January, so how are you kind of spreading it, you know, to the masses?
Well, Kill You was our first single. We did the video, we did radio, and the whole push. And this month, we're releasing American Nitro, which is the first song on the album. It's going to be the second single. We're going to be putting out a lyric video very soon for it. And we have people working into radio right now, and we have a PR person, Amanda, who probably set the thing up with you. She's helping us push it, you know, to press. And we're also starting to do regional dates on the Western United States in May, and then we're going to try to book a cross-country tour later in September. So we're just going to play as much as possible and promote it as much as possible and just kind of see what happens. I mean, we are 100% indie. There's no label behind it, so it's just, you know, it's grassroots kind of a thing. So anything that happens, it's, you know, very special to us. It's not like we have like this giant bag of money label people just, you know, shoving it down people's throats. So it's really organic. You know?
I wanted to bring that up to you. You know, you guys, you said you started out, you know, the first single on MCA, and now you've kind of come full circle doing that same single over again, but this time it's you, it's your brand. How does that feel to kind of come full circle like that and have complete control over your music, but not be, you know, a newbie, be someone that's a little bit more established?
Yeah, I mean, both sides are, you know, have their advantages. Mm-hmm. Being on a label like that, especially at that time, you know, it was a different time, not like now. You know, they're the gatekeepers, they have tons of money, they're, you know, they can push things through, get you on the radio, do all those kinds of things. But at the same time, if you're not a band that is, you know, being focused on, you can kind of be lost and then you can't do anything because you're just kind of trapped in a situation. So, you know, I've never really had the pressure of people telling us what to do musically other than like small things. You know, we'd have made a few changes for, you know, managers and label in the past that we agreed with, that kind of thing. But, you know, now it is nice. I can just, you know, this is a labor of love for me. I did this album pretty much all by myself, you know, and it's something I do because I want to, and I kind of present it as a piece of art. You know, there's no filter, there's no committee. It's just like a painting for me. You know, I go in there, I create these songs, and so just, if you like it, this is what I do. That's totally cool. So, I mean, I like both things. You know, I love having, you know, the power of a label behind you, but then I also love having the freedom of what we're doing now. And in the current climate, it seems like this situation where our band is already kind of, you know, the brand has been broken by being signed. You know, they put a lot of money in effort into like letting everyone know who the band was at a certain time, and then us being on overhaul. has exposed us to people all over the world, so we have a name. And now I can just put out an album.